Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thus ends the reading of the gospel. This is one of those solemnities in the church that was displaced by the second Sunday of Advent. Displaced, perhaps, but not forgotten. All who have known December 8th as a day of holy obligation for Catholics understand the familiar words of this gospel. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." As Pope Francis said recently, Mary was a model of faith for us, who upon giving her yes to the announcement from the angel Gabriel, was able to receive new light and concentrated on Jesus. It was a concentration that would last throughout his life, right up to the moment of his crucifixion and death. So that meant whatever else was happening in her life. And it was through the light of God's Spirit that she was able to do this. In our day, we might refer to it as a kind of multitasking, divine multitasking. Ordinarily, we say it's not good to multitask. Why? Because it's distracting. But in this case, Mary was engaged in a form of meditation. It was a meditation in which she was in dialogue with God at all times. And that is something we can all aspire to. When we are in dialogue with God, God's Spirit, where we are or what we are doing. As today's psalm response says, sing a new song for the marvelous deeds of our lives. That's what Mary did. And she was given the gift of an ongoing dialogue with God. Each of our lives can be like Mary's, not dwelling in the past or in the future for that matter, by being fully present to the present moment we are in. We are given an opportunity to be present to God, to be in dialogue, or to meditate. A few weeks ago, Pope Francis said something else that seems fitting on this day. He was addressing a gathering of prison chaplains, and in blessing them, he invoked Mary again, saying that she is the mother of all of you. And then he said, and also of all those in prison, which is another way of saying we're all in this together. Thank God.